The best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
So Howie Mandel was talking about one of the worst days of his life. And of course, it was, you know, when his father had passed away. Then he said the second worst day of his life was at his dad's funeral, because not only did he have to grieve about his father again, but then he said this happened.
Friend of my father, and he was like tearing, and I was tearing, and he goes, "This is such a terrible thing, but I just wanted to say." And right in the middle of a sentence, he rushes. He goes, "I gotta go," and he runs out. And as he runs out, I think that he drops a candy or something, and I said, "Oh, you dropped it," and he just kept running. And so I picked up the candy to try to get him, but he had gone. But it wasn't a candy. And he had a stomach disorder. And I picked up, I thought it was a candy, and I went, "Oh my God," and I screamed. It was poop.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine? Thought it was a baby Ruth.
Well, and the other part of the story that bothers me is that I wouldn't alert you that you dropped candy. I would be like, "Ooh, candy.
Right. Excuse me, sir, you dropped candy."
No, that would not happen. I would not tell you.
No. It's just, you know. I would have just put it in my mouth.
Right.
That's problematic.
Yeah. Always sniff first.
You're right.
Always.
Always sniff. You're right. If we learned anything,
if
it's
there's
that.
Even a doubt.
Well, and as much as you've gone on and on about texture over the years, you should know well before you get to that point.
Oh, Ken.
Well, you should.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe he was left on a car seat on a summer day.
Oh, gosh. Please stop. Please stop. So, you know, I've never had anything fall out of my pants or like a pocket, but I have accidentally flipped things out of my purse, you know, in digging through my purse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of different things.
Such as?
Okay, I shouldn't say all kinds. It's mainly just been like feminine products. Like I will be digging for something and then, oh, nope, that wasn't what I was looking for. If you could hand that back to me, that'd be great. Which, by the way, people get real sensitive about that. And I'm not sure why. Like it's in plastic. It's not used.
Like, but you're not sure why? You won't even say the word right now.
Right.
You're calling it feminine products.
Uh-huh.
And you can't order me.
You can't even utter it.
I can't.
Much
say
less
it.
Somebody else wants to pick it up.
I'll say it.
You can't, there you go. Progress.
You can't have a tampon fall out of your purse and be like, "Hey, pick that up for me, will ya?" That's your responsibility.
Well, if it falls on your side of the table, can you hand it to me?
Sure, I can.
Thank you.
I'm at a point in life where I don't care.
To too, but I don't. Maybe we'll see. That sounds like a threat.
We're curious. So what fell out of your pocket, your purse? Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe you witnessed it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet if you're a cashier, if you've ever been a cashier or something, and people have gone to dig through pockets, wallets,
sure.
purses, you've probably seen all kinds of stuff that people didn't want you to see.
If you're an airport screener.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Empty your pockets. Well, you ask.
Here comes Colleen and her bag of tampons.
Tampons.
Yeah, you don't have to whisper it. It's a word.
I don't know what's worse, her whispering it or you yelling it.
I mean, seriously. I get to say it. They're mine.
Oh, it's your word? All right.
Brianna, this is when you were in high school, right?
Yeah, I think I was like a junior or a sophomore. It didn't happen to me. It was a kid that I went to school with.
Okay, so what happened? Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, so him and his older sister had the same backpack. It was just like a regular black one. Uh-huh. And he grabbed his sister's on accident. Well, something had happened where he dropped his backpack and tampons and pads flew everywhere, all over the school hallway.
Yeah.
He was so embarrassed.
Yeah, to a high school boy.
Yeah,
that's got to
that
be,
is brutal.
That's your nightmare, right? It's
that's
right
brutal.
Up there.
Yes.
That's terrible. Thanks, Brianna.
That would be horrible.
You
no
have
problem.
A great
Thank
day.
You, guys.
More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.